2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Police are pleading with the boyfriend of Gabby Petito to tell them anything about where she might be. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Investigators say Brian Laundrie was back in Florida for 10 days before Gabby Petito was reported missing. But Josh Taylor with the Northport Police Department says Laundrie still refuses to talk.
We don't know what Brian knows. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Laundrie's attorney issued a statement saying police always focus on the missing person's romantic partner in cases like this. And the phrase, any statement will be used against you, is true.
We all have the Fifth Amendment, right? You know, we're hoping that people just do the right thing.
But Petito's mother issued her own statement, coming after Laundrie, saying, quote, Brian, how could you do this to Gabby? You selfishly remain silent while Gabby is all alone in the wilderness. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Police in Florida will hold another news conference tomorrow. They say there's no significant update in the case, but a member of the FBI and of Petito's family are expected to speak. Newly obtained police reports from Moab show some of the events leading up to Gabby's disappearance. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is combing over the documents and has more.
A Moab City police officer says he didn't think an argument which had gotten physical between Gabby Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundrie rose to the level of domestic assault. The officer says he talked with the couple the night of August 12th after someone called 911 to report what looked like Laundrie hitting Petito, but the officer reports he saw Petito slapping Laundrie and him pushing her away to avoid being hit. She told the officer she suffered some anxiety and was afraid Laundrie would leave her in Moab.
The officer reports putting Laundrie up in a hotel, and Petito stayed in the van to separate the couple for a night. The Grand County Sheriff has denied a public request from KSL for the recording of the 911 call made about Petito and Laundrie arguing. The sheriff's office denied the request, saying it would interfere with an investigation. Moab's police department declined to pursue any charges out of that incident. KSL News Time 502. One person is dead after an accident at the University of Utah Hospital this afternoon. Two contracted employees were moving an MRI machine from the fourth floor to the first when it somehow fell, and one of the workers fell along with it. University Hospital Director Allison Flynn Gaffney says they don't know why the machine fell.
The fire department was here on site as part of this event. They have cleared the event for safety purposes. OSHA is also here on site in the active investigation.
The second worker suffered minor injuries. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has agreed to pay $250 million to the Boy Scouts of America. The money will help resolve thousands of sex abuse claims leveled against Scoutmasters and others through the decades. The church was the largest single sponsor of Boy Scout troops until last year. A spokesman says the church condemns abuse of any kind, and this money will help provide opportunities to alleviate the victim's suffering. Top Olympic gymnasts delivered emotional testimony today about the abuse they endured from the team doctor. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, four elite gymnasts telling a Senate committee what they endured under Dr. Larry Nassar. A no-show at that hearing, though, the Justice Department, which gymnast Allie Raisman says is a slap in the face to her and her fellow survivors.
The message by them not showing up to me sends that child abuse doesn't matter.
The lead special agent in charge of the investigation no longer works for the FBI. Nassar is serving a life sentence for abusing hundreds of girls, but the victims say negligence on behalf of FBI investigators made it worse. The Pentagon is defending Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, over details in a new book. The authors say the general called China's top general twice to assure his Chinese counterpart that then-President Trump would not attack China. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says he cannot speak to the validity of the information, but says there's nothing that he read that causes concern.
He is the prime military advisor to the president, and this would be a military decision of profound proportions here and importance. So he would be absolutely involved in that process, soup to nuts.
Kirby also says the defense secretary has full confidence in General Milley. Vice President Harris and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today rolling out the new Treasury report on child care. Secretary Yellen passing President Biden's agenda is the single most important thing that we can do to build a stronger economy over the next several decades.
An enormous body of economic literature finds that kids with access to quality child care end up in school longer and in higher paying jobs afterward.
Vice President Harris added that we are fighting for the future of our children. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
As the water levels continue to fall at Pineview Reservoir, the city of Ogden has announced new culinary water restrictions starting October 1st. You can't use culinary water on your lawn or to hose off your driveway. Pineview is at 16% of capacity, meaning the glass is about 1/7 full or 6/7 empty, depending on how you look at it. KSL News Time, 5:06.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.